Oh my goodness, we are back. Welcome back to the Happy Hippie Podcast. This is technically season two because I decided to disappear for a month from the show. I was like, all right, guys, next week we're going to talk about nutrition. And instead, I dipped for a month and now we're literally not going to talk about nutrition today. So sorry to disappoint, but also, how amazing is it that we're back? I'm going to explain a little bit about why I took the break, but welcome to the Happy Hippie Podcast. If you are new here, my name is Amanda McCormick. I am the host. This is the show where we explore all the different areas of wellness and happiness and how you can add that into your life. So we'll talk about different things on different episodes, whether it be fitness, nutrition, mindset, or just interviewing people who have, you know, like specialties in these areas so that we can get like real world expertise into the show, not just me behind the mic. But also, just like today, the solo episode, sometimes me behind the mic, I feel like I drop some stuff sometimes. So today we're going to talk a little bit about a mix between law of attraction and pretty much just how to get into tune with your emotions. And it's a mindset switch that just kind of makes going through your day-to-day easier. You understand things a little bit more and how to just get in touch with your emotions and how they're indicators for if you're on like the right track and how to like hear this inner voice, your intuition that's always with you. So we're going to kind of dive into that. So if you like law of attraction, that's kind of the topic. And if you're also just trying to build a better relationship with yourself, understand your emotions better, and just get through life a little bit easier, it's all the same topic. So that's what we are going to get into today. But yeah, sorry to leave everybody hanging for like a month. I decided to the first week, I didn't mean to take a break, okay? I actually meant to record an episode, and the month of May, which is like what I'm still in now, if you're listening, it might have been a full month almost, or it's at least 3 weeks that we took off the show, but I think it might be a month. I had all of the intention to get an episode out. I didn't have anything pre-recorded at the time, but I was going to move into, if you listened to the last episode, like I said, we were going to talk a little bit about nutrition topics, and I do have an outline for that episode, but I never got the chance to sit down and film it. And I was doing a lot in the month of May. I was doing a lot of traveling. I was doing photography gigs and I was working my other job. Like I was doing a whole bunch of stuff. And right before May, I was doing a lot of work, like side jobs as well, to save up for May because I was going to be traveling a lot. And I did a little bit of extended travel afterwards. So it was like a lot of buildup and a lot of me just being in that kind of like masculine go, go, go productivity, pretty much like January to like May, like till the beginning of May into April. I was just in this mode of, and it was really nice. I fell into like a nice flow with it. I almost fell into like a new comfort zone, and it was almost hard to leave that area of life because I got so accustomed to, I was basically doing two different jobs, one in person and one like digital, like my usual stuff. And I got so used to the routine of that I had this amazing cool travel opportunity and all this stuff coming up that like I was getting nervous for it because I was so used to the comfort of like my day-to-day routine. And I didn't know how to like break out of that mindset. Like I at first everything, just like when you start anything new, it's weird, but then I got used to it. So in January, I got used to what I was doing and pretty much rolled through the winter and worked and worked and worked. I remember seeing a psychic, like a medium in April, and she was like, wow, you've been kind of not hustling. She was like 50, so she didn't say hustling, but she basically was saying like you've been doing a lot of like work, and she was like, I actually see you like kind of like it's all coming together. Because also inside there was a lot of the reason I felt like I was doing that work is I was trying to control in a way, because that's something that's always underlying, and we're going to talk a little bit about that in this episode as well. Like sometimes I'll do things to try to control the future. I wanted to have, well, just in general, I wanted to have like a little extra money on the side, but I was doing a lot of like work to prepare for what I was going to do. Basically, I was traveling between Hawaii and New York again, and I was shooting photography for a retreat, and I also had some photography shoots I was doing with other people on different islands. So I was island hopping a lot and like staying at different levels, like with friends. I was staying by myself. I was doing just a lot of stuff, and I wanted to like build a reserve of funds, but also like I was doing a lot to prepare for the time. Like I was making sure I had certain things set up in advance and all of that. So I was putting myself in this state of like I was doing a lot trying to control the future, if that made sense. And then the psychic was like, girl, just like relax in May. And then I did actually have some time to myself in May, and it aligned up with the reason why I didn't do this podcast. That was like a 2-minute spiel, but basically I got out to here to Hawaii, and I was on a different island, but I was doing work, and it was just like a lot of stuff. And I kept telling myself, like, okay, I gotta get the podcast episode up this week. But then my to-do list was like so long, and I realized like I was again trying to kind of control everything, because you know how life is. It's like we have different areas in our life. Obviously we have our work, break that up into different categories, your passions, your friends, your family, your relationships, like leaning into fun, leaning, like trying to find like a little bit of everything, you know. And I felt like I was really trying to tick every single box. And from people I've spoke to in the past experiences, and even myself, like sometimes you have to narrow down your focuses. You know, you can look at the year and maybe like group it up into like 3 month segments of what you're going to focus on. But that's actually how I got this podcast up and running. Was last summer I was like, I'm gonna, because I kept saying I wanted to do the podcast, and I started it originally around Christmas time, almost like a year and a half ago, and then I really vamped it up again last June. So it's been about a year, and I've been posting consistently, which is like another reason where I was like, girl, you can take a month off. I've been posting for like 11 months straight. Like I think I could like skip a month and like make a new season. And my friend was telling me back then kind of this thing where it's like you have to, if you have multiple passions or multiple things you enjoy, like just really hone in on like two things, you know, like put your energy into two things instead of 12 things for like a 2 month period, you know, and just really give it your all for those one or two things, and don't go past that, and just kind of, like I said, give it your all and let that be your focus, and then you can move on to maybe other projects and dial back on the one that you were just focusing on, and it's a better way to like get through it. And that's how I got the podcast going. Basically, from June to like September, I was just like in on that podcast. And then I kind of dialed it back a little bit when I started doing some other like marketing work for people in the fall. But I still had the momentum going and I liked it. And that's kind of where I was going. And then, like I said, in January, I took on tons of work, but I was still able to get the podcast out because like I love this. This is so fun for me. And yeah, and then like once it came to May, it was like a whole new shift in endeavors and everything. And I was just like, I want to be, it felt almost like perfectionism again, where I wanted to be the best I could be, like in the podcast, in this job, but I also want to be fun and like lean back and have like my own time and lean into the masculine and the feminine. And I would like, I thought I was doing that, and then I realized from the feeling that I had inside, my own emotional feeling, and like learning to like sit with it and just kind of journaling it out and feeling it, I was like, all right, let's just cut one thing this month. I don't have to be on top of everything, because I was really focusing on my photography and my videography, because that's what I do as like another side gig. And I wanted to give my energy to that, because it's almost like the same concept you hear over and over again, where if you're putting like 10% into like 10 different cups, like you're only going to be literally giving 10% of effort. And that's what the outcome is going to be based on, unless I have this one thing and I'm putting 100% into it, you know. And I do have a few different things, but I had to cut it back so that I was able to put more effort into the reason why I was like traveling and doing this stuff in the first place. So that's basically what it was. I had to sit with myself the first week, because literally for like 7 days straight in my head I was like, no, I'm gonna get an episode out, I'm gonna do it. And I kept thinking and trying, and then I was like, okay, well I can do this, and then I was like, well I don't have time for that, maybe I'll do this. And I was like, I don't want to like compromise the quality over like quality over quantity type thing, where I was like, oh, I can bust out like 4 episodes this month, and my heart wasn't going to be in it, you know. Like, I mean, it would have been, but it would have been, I would have been grabbing the mic and sitting down because I had to, and I didn't really want to approach it from that way. So between that, sitting with my emotions and just kind of realizing like, hey, sometimes it is okay to like let go of something. Like I set too high of expectations for myself, in the sense where I was like, well, I have to put this out, or people, I don't, no offense, like you guys rock, but I don't think it was like you didn't care that much, you know. Like in my heart I was like, oh my god, like I need to get these episodes out because I know people listen weekly and I want to like blah, blah, blah. But we're all good, right? Like I had to tell myself that. I was like, it's gonna be okay if I like take a month off of it. So I didn't even do like an announcement about it, because I was just like, let's just kind of ride with it. And I did get a few messages and I was like, okay, but it wasn't like a crazy it was just my own self, you know, like we always take things harder or make things harder than it should be. And that's kind of what it was. So based on that little explanation, we will be talking, like I said, about law of attraction, but it's almost like tuning in to your emotions to find out, like when you feel overwhelmed, when you feel sad, but you don't understand why, like you just know something's a little off or something's not like right, how to kind of tune into yourself and find out or like learn more about that. So this is based off of one book that I posted a story this past week on Instagram. It's the book, I'm forgetting the name. Oh, Ask and It Is Given. I think it was one of the first books I've ever picked up in like 2017. Didn't finish it back then, but it really got me into the topic of vibrations and like putting out good energy and like leaning into like gratitude and abundance instead of leaning into like what's going wrong in your life and negativity. And that kind of sent me down my spiritual rabbit hole and self-growth. So that book is awesome. I'll link it below. This is pulling from a little bit from it because I've been flipping through it again this week and I was reading some of the topics and I was like, wow, this really aligns up with the theme I had personally for the past month, which I can imagine is something we all go through. So that's why I'm sharing it, because it's this is more of like a relatable girl talk kind of episode where sometimes we just go through life and we need to tune into ourselves. Sometimes the outside world, the external, can get loud and we forget things about ourselves, or we can't even hear ourselves, you know. And that's kind of what society kind of pushes us towards sometimes, is we're in this mode where we're so out of our bodies that we can't even like hear when our bodies are sick or not feeling good physically, but even like the internal body, not knowing that something's wrong because you're almost an autopilot, or, you know, this can reflect in so many different ways if that's resonating in any sense or any way. But this, we have to listen to ourselves sometimes. And even me, I sit up here yapping about like self-development. It's always a journey. Like, we all know that, but I need to say it sometimes too, just as a reminder to myself and everyone that like, if even if I feel like I know a topic really well, like life is really cool and will sometimes humble you and give you lessons or take you through something that will pull up, hey, actually, maybe I need to hone in on this a little bit more, or just pay attention to it. You know, life isn't always about like, there's no perfecting yourself. Like, it's all a journey. It's all ebbs and flows. It's not black and white thinking. We're always in the middle of that spectrum. So I was very happy that nothing bad really this month, but just like any like emotions that came up during this past month, I was able to actually like sit down with them and kind of decode them and find out like, oh, okay, this is literally just my body's way of telling me stuff, because our emotions are indicators. I've always loved the idea that just like a compass, like our emotions can point us towards what we like and what we don't like. And so when we feel bad about something, or you can see this in relationships and senses where like you don't like the way someone's acting, it's, and maybe you're experiencing that and you're like dating somebody and you just don't like that, like how they're acting, and or something's not working between you guys. And in the moment, it's easy to be like sad about that or like internalize it and take that with you. But like in reality, it's always easier afterwards than sometimes when you're in a moment. That's why journaling and reflecting on things is great. It's easier to notice that like, hey, this is actually just showing me like, I don't like that behavior. I don't like this type of thing. And in the future, I'm going to be on the lookout to not, you know, dabble in that. If I see that thing come up, like I don't have to go for it, you know? It's the same thing with working new jobs. Like, you can try a new job and if you don't like it, then it's like, hey, this is showing me that this is actually something I don't like. And you see that in so many famous people's autobiographies, which are like great tools to read, because sometimes we get in our head about how life is supposed to be. And then you pick up an autobiography from someone famous and you see like, oh, wow, they kind of went through the ups and downs that I did, or they similarly like did, you know, these types of things. And you'll see it all the time that like a lot of people will start career paths and switch or start something at 40. And it's like, that's totally normal. But it's showing us that like sometimes we literally have to experience things, you know, we have to take action to find out if we like something or don't like something. But on a internal scale, our emotions are always pointing us in a direction to go. They're either showing us, hey, I like this, which is also like how envy is like almost manifested into life, I'd say. I don't know the word there to go around with, but basically when you're envious of somebody or you see somebody doing something and you're like mad, like if you see them succeeding and you're like, that's no fair, like why does she get that, or oh my god, all she does is make TikToks and she's doing this, and it's literally showing you like, hey, maybe there's something either in the way that person got that thing, in the way that person is now, or something in their journey, or something in their career or their hobbies or whatever that I desire or I like. So maybe you don't want to make TikToks, but this person just ended up getting a boat and they make TikToks for a living and you want a boat. Maybe it can show you like, okay, maybe there is like a possibility of making money online. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's showing you that there's something that that person's doing. Like, if you're envious, it's something that they're doing that you desire, and you can take it that way instead of taking it like the angry way where you're like, that's not fair, like they get this and that. You can look at it as like your body's literally showing you. Like, I used to a lot of the times when people would like post on TikTok and stuff, and sometimes it's in reverse. So sometimes, when you get agitated at somebody, they're actually doing something that you like. Or other times, if it's just plain jealousy, it's easier to equate this example to. But I've mentioned this on the podcast before. But for example, like when I was younger and kids would like speak up in class, like when I was 10, and the kids would talk out of turn, I used to get like so frustrated by that. And the real reason was, I was kind of envious of the fact that they could speak up, because I was like the shy kid and I couldn't get myself to even like barely, like I would rehearse how to say here in my head when they were going around the room for attendance. Like it would come out like all like here, and I'd be like, oh man, I would think about it for like 12 hours. Meanwhile, like the person in front of me would be like super like ecstatic and enthusiastic and like chatty the whole time, or like talk out of turn, and I'd be like, oh, they're so loud. But in reality, there was a part of me that was like envious of the fact that they could speak so freely. So sometimes in life, those situations come up as well. I just wanted to compare it to envy or compare it to jealousy, because I always have to remind myself sometimes that jealousy is like a good thing. Like it shows you, it's pointing you in a way. So let's get into a little bit about law of attraction and how we can use our emotions to kind of guide ourselves. So this is how, and again, you can take this, I'm just going to say like the first few sentences of how it's kind of set up in this book, but you don't have to take this in this exact way if you believe in other things. This is just like kind of, it's interchangeable. Like, people use the word the universe, so you can use whatever you want. So in this book, they always switch between like universe, source energy, like they say God, or like God energy. Like it's the same thing. It's that universal energy, whatever you believe in, okay? So it's supposed to kind of be like we are connected to that source, like we can't be disconnected. It's the same concept, like we are an energetic being, you know, we have, and I'm assuming like some people that are listening to this have this point of view. Otherwise, just sit back and listen to me try to explain the existence of man on like a 25 minute podcast episode. But the idea is that we are connected to where we came from, whatever that is for you. But it is an energetic thing, and we're always connected to that energy and that energy source and that vibrational source, because it's almost like electricity or like radio frequencies. Like that's how it's like, that's what we're made of. Like, yes, we have a physical body, but when you really break down matter and you keep breaking it down and breaking it down, it comes into these like energetic atoms, and like that's our source. So we're always connected to that source of energy. You know, it's what we're made of. We can't get disconnected. It like runs through us. So that's the concept that this book uses. However you want to change that into your vernacular, you can. But based on that, there's like universal laws, because we're made of this matter, that these universal laws are things that we kind of have to stick to. Like we can't change the universal laws in a way, just like gravity and physics. So it's kind of comforting to think of it that way, because it's like we can't be cut off from this flow of energy. And in the book, they use the term well-being, like the stream of well-being. It's just that universal energy, like the magic of the universe, the God source, whatever you want to say. It's that connection that we have that makes us more than just like a body, you know, like the soul connection. So they explain how there is a stream of well-being that flows, and there's only two things we can do. We can allow it to flow through us, or we can resist it. And usually resisting it is by kind of leaning into those negative emotions or going against like what's meant for you in a way. Not meant for you like free will, but just like kind of self-sabotaging ourselves. So all we can do is go with the stream or resist the stream and try to swim. We're swimming the other way. Like we're still in the stream. We're always in the stream. The stream is around us. Like we're connected to it. But we're the ones that are either swimming with the stream or against the stream. There was also this really like brilliant example of how when you walk into a room, you don't look for the dark switch. You don't look for a switch to come in and turn off the light and flood the room with darkness. That's not a light. That would be crazy if you walked into a room and they had a switch where like this black mass would come into the room and like cut the light, you know? If anything, we have a light switch, which the light, the energy, the circuitry, it's always there. We're just turning off the light bulb with a switch. We're not inviting darkness into the room. We're always connected to that light, but we can cut it off sometimes. So that's a really good kind of example of how they set it up in the book. And they set it up with these universal laws, which law of attraction is basically like vibrates with like. So when you're emanating a certain frequency, because again, you're made of like energy, you're going to attract more of that same frequency to you. But the thing is, where we kind of like stir wrong again, not wrong, but we have the power to lean into it or resist it, you know? And a lot of the times we want things in life. And you're like, okay, so law of attraction, a lot of people immediately have this like debate with it where they're like, okay, law of attraction, then I want this. Why isn't it here? Where is this? I want this. And it's not here. So law of attraction is wrong. And when you like talk like that, you actually kind of prove it right, because we have desires and we put them out there. And a lot of the times desires can like emanate from an experience where you're experiencing the contrast of that desire, you know, or you're considering the contrast of that desire. So if you have a desire to stay healthy, but sometimes you're considering, oh, I'm afraid to get sick or something like that. Most of the time, or like often, I'd say, like humans kind of focus on the contrast rather than the actual desire itself, you know. Or if you want to use this example of like your car, your car's old, it's breaking down all the time, and you're like, man, I need a new car, like I just want a new car, you know. But you start focusing on the reason that you came up with that desire, and that's kind of what your focus is on. Like you're more focused on the fact that your car won't work and now you need a new car. A lot of the times we slip into just like really focusing on the contrast, the thing that made us think of the desire. And what we're doing is we're basically like keeping ourselves wedged in the lack, in the space between the desire and where we are, the feeling of not having it. And that's what we're actually vibrating like. So we don't recognize it sometimes, but that's like where we end up kind of hanging out. And we're like, hey, we're just kind of hanging out in this space where it's like we're really resonating with not having it or the lack of it. And this doesn't have to be like I'm not trying to talk too much about manifesting, but it's just like we kind of keep ourselves in this state a lot of the times. And that's why we're kind of feeling, we'll feel funky or bad about things. It's because we're kind of keeping ourselves in this lower vibration than what we kind of want in life or where we want to be, and our bodies, our souls, our minds know where they want to go. That's why we have these desires, these innate desires that like come up, or they come up during different points in life, and you want something, but we're really hanging out in that lack a lot of the times. And then we end up feeling really bad. And this is where the emotions come in, is that we can use our emotions, basically your feelings, your emotions, as like your guidance system. Like I was saying before with the compass, somebody, I think it literally was this book as well, they were explaining it as a gas indicator, where when your gas is empty, you don't get like really mad at the indicator for telling you that it's empty. What do? Most of the time you're gonna like respond and acknowledge the fact that your indicator told you, hey girl, you are low on gas. So you're going to acknowledge that, and then you're going to go and you're going to take an action, and hopefully you're going to get some gas. And that's kind of what emotions are. Or if we can learn to look at them that way, where it's like, instead of getting mad that we're feeling angry or sad or whatever the feeling is, we can look at it and recognize what it's telling us, and then we can take an action to kind of change that. Because our emotions are always showing you if you're in alignment with what you desire. Because if you're in alignment with what you desire, or you put out an intention out there, and again, like I said, we kind of hang around in lack. If we're hanging around in the lack of it, then that's where we're going to experience the negative emotions and things like that, because you're always attached to that stream of energy that I was talking about. And when you're attached to it, you just feel good. Those emotions come to you when you feel like you're in a good state, when things are going good in your life, when you feel like things are working out for you. That's when you're riding all those high emotions. And I'm not saying that we can't have negative emotions, but usually negative emotions are showing you that, hey, something's off a little bit. Like you've kind of like, you're kind of facing the wrong way in the river. You might be swimming the other way. Like just check it out. And like, think of it as the gas gauge. Like it's just telling you, like when you have these emotions, and again, we're so human, and in the moment, it's always hard to think of these things. But if you can maybe that night reflect on, hey, why was I feeling really funky around lunchtime today? Let's go into it a little bit, like journal it out. Maybe I can meditate on it. Having the awareness of these things and using it as like a literal gauge, like, hey, my gas light went off. Like, why did that go off today? Let's look at it and then see what I can do from there. So that's how I like to look at emotions. And I literally this weekend, I had that type of, I was feeling so down, and it was because of traveling, and I wasn't eating properly because I was like running around a lot, doing a lot of traveling. And then my period came and I was getting really overwhelmed with a lot of stuff. And I noticed I was feeling so down, and it was hard in the moment, but I was able to like look at it later, like I kind of just said, play by play in my journal, and be like, girl, you literally, because sometimes we get caught in autopilot. We're like moving through the day and we're not like focusing on ourselves, or we get kind of detached from ourselves. So that's why it's cool to recognize slowly, like over your week, try it out. When your emotions come up, good or bad, just notice it. Think of it like a gaslight. Like maybe you can write it down in your phone, like little bits throughout the day, or just at night do a reflection and just notice like, hey, I went through these two emotions today that were a little weird. Let's kind of go into it, because it's telling you something. And that's what I noticed. I was like, okay, so I literally was hungry. I didn't sleep well either because I was all jet lagged and stuff like that. And it was just like, end my period. But I was like, the reason why is because I was like trying to get so much done, and my body was like almost screaming to me to like rest. Like everything was telling me to go inward and stop trying to show up for like everybody and everything and doing all this stuff, you know? And it was just telling me like, girl, you have to like sit back. And then I stopped resisting. I stopped going through the list of things I needed to do and stuff I needed to get done. And I was able, I mean, like, it took me till that night to realize it. But once I did, I was able to sit back into it. And then kind of everything started to feel good again. Like, I was able to feed myself and, like, get myself back in the right state of mind. But I used my emotions. I was, like, because I'm human. Like, you do get angry. I'm like, why am I feeling this way? But then it's like, wait, let's take a step back. And that's what life is all about. You're never going to recognize things like the second it happens. Like, we're going to immediately get like super zen and be like, oh yeah, this is this. No, maybe like 10 minutes will go by, but then you can reflect. And that's what life is all about. Everything that your body goes through in your mind, your intuition knows things. It knows when you're going the right way or you might be feeling the wrong way. So especially if you feel like you're feeling a lot of those feelings of like resentment or anger or sadness or just frustration over things, notice when they come up and then maybe just see what was happening at that time frame. If you can reflect later, just take note throughout your day. And it's just like anything, like literally like a meditation practice or exercise, where it's like the more you do it, even if it's like little tidbits during your day, and then it adds up over your week, where you're just noticing how your emotions feel during the day at little time periods or whatever, you start to notice it later on, you know, you start to correct yourself like later on. And sometimes it's hard to switch out of the emotions like in that exact second. And I think I've also talked about this in the podcast. Man, I have like 5 tools and I'm just going to shout them out whenever I can. But the Choose Again method by Gabby Bernstein, she actually took it from the book Ask and It Is Given that I'm talking about, where anything that comes up, she uses a lot of times for judgment examples. Let's say you judge somebody in your mind when somebody walks by and you kind of want to not do that in the future. Like, you're trying to work on that. Let the judgment come up. Acknowledge it, say thank you mind for saying that. And a lot of the times our mind judges people because it just wants us to feel better about ourselves in some sense, so we can say thank you mind for trying to like make me feel better, but I'm going to choose the next best feeling, or I'm going to choose the next best thought, which is like you can replace the thought in your head. It sounds like a little kid, it sounds like something you'd see on a kindergarten worksheet, but again, we're reprogramming the brain with this type of work, where it's like, so somebody walked by, you insulted their outfit in your head, you say, oof, all right, thank you, brain, for trying to make me, like, feel better about myself, but I'm all good. And then you just compliment them in your head. But you can also do that with your emotions. Like, when your emotions come up and you feel like you're holding yourself back because you have a fear and your mind's just trying to keep you safe, the fear comes up, you acknowledge it, and then you can say, thank you, brain, for trying to keep me safe. And then you can switch it with, like, an affirmation and say an affirmation in your head and be like, I don't know. Sometimes I come up with these examples so quickly and I'm like, oh, how am I going to end this? Because I really don't know. But, you know, just for the example, if you had a fear, you'd be like, I'm going to do this anyway because I don't know, I'm strong. Something like that. You can replace it with that. So the Choose Again method is a really good way to also kind of work with this. But if anything, this week, I just want you to notice your emotions. Like, see your emotions as indicators, as gaslights, as gauges, or whatever you want to use as your mind, like the compass example. Like, your emotions are showing you when you're in alignment with things. So if you have a desire to be a certain way in your life, like let's say you want this career or you want to move somewhere and you're starting to feel really funky, because like that's something that desires are desires, but a lot of the times we have these built up desires from like years and years and years. So just think about some things in your life that maybe you're like, oh, it's not working out with this, and this is something I've wanted for a long time. When you're feeling down or funky, sometimes it might be because you're not in alignment with those desires, because you kind of emanate those desires and then all of a sudden you're not behaving in those ways, or maybe you're self-sabotaging yourself, or you're just not in a job space that's aligned with you, or a situation or people, and you're just almost on autopilot and not noticing these things. But in your soul, you know. So sometimes your emotions are like, hey, hey, check in. Gaslight, the gaslight's on, the airbag's on, like all everything is on, like check it out. I think that is kind of what I wanted to get at this week. I feel like I had some more notes that I could have gone through. but I don't know. I think this is, I'm just going to end it here, I think. I think this was just a little bit of a catch-up episode. This season, we will be having some really cool guest interviews, and I will be doing a lot more, like I talked about last episode, even though it was a few weeks ago, a lot more like nutrition episodes and things like that. And I am going to hit the, it's basically like a biohacking episode. So it's nutrition, natural things that you can take for a pre-workout, for energy, for sleep, if you want to calm yourself down. So we're going to be talking about different herbs, supplements, real foods. And that's going to be our next episode. So we'll be switching back and forth between mindset, girl talks, interviews, health and fitness, and nutrition advice. As usual, hit me up on Instagram. I love to hear from you. If you have any ideas about anything, any comments, if you just want to catch up, my Instagram is Happy Holistic Hippie, and my other Instagram is Amanda_Liz. I also will be posting, I made a new Instagram for my photography. I do retreat and yoga work like photography, but I also am starting to do portraits, like kind of like documentary style, like nature portraits. And I made a new Instagram for that. It's called By Amanda Liz, just like one word. So By Amanda Liz. I'll also link it below, or just like type it out. But it's in my bios on my regular account as well. If you want to follow it, it's new. I'm going to start posting on it a lot this summer. And I'll be also traveling a bit this summer. And to probably till I die. But and I'll be doing shoots and things in the future. So if you ever want to do portrait work, that's kind of like an up and coming thing I have going on too. So just follow that page if you're interested in that at all. And yeah, you can stay in touch on those updates and how that grows and builds and everything. But yeah, I missed you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it as always. And I'm really happy to be back. I'm really happy to give you what you want. And also just to do some girl talk, some gab in the mic, you know? I love it. And thank you again for listening. Please make sure to follow, subscribe, share this episode if it resonated with you, to anybody that you think would benefit from it, because who knows? Sometimes I feel like books or podcast episodes or even just like Instagram posts fall into people's laps for a reason, and it takes 2 seconds to send it to somebody and you might make their day. So that can be your second task this week after noticing your emotions. But I'll catch you next week, and peace out.